This amusement so crowd into our lives that persons need deep inner resolution and planning to get a clear space to be quiet and look at God. Have you been frustrated because your attempts at having a quiet time, there just wasn't time? You were so busy, there just wasn't time, and things kept crowding it out? He reminds us that we are going to have to determine, have an inner resolution, determine and plan if we're ever going to get a clear space to be quiet and to look at God. Everything in our world today, even getting ready for his birthday, militates against it, doesn't it? Quiet meditation. Meditation is the skeleton key that unlocks the greatest storeroom in the house of God's provision. Meditation is the skeleton key that unlocks the greatest storeroom in the house of God's provision. You know how you have to dig and dig and dig for gems? You know, you don't find diamonds laying out on the ground. You have to dig. It's hard work. And that's the way it is in the Bible. You know, there are those little surface nuggets that you can find laying on top. But for the one who dig in meditation, there you find the real jewels. And that's what we're talking about today. Now, I thought this was a fantastic statement. This is the time exposure that your mental camera needs. A time exposure that your mental camera needs. Don't be satisfied with daily snapshots and hurried flash pictures. Take a time exposure. Time in solitude of mind and heart preparation produces a quality of life that must be standard equipment for any of the Master's people. Standard equipment. Is it standard equipment in your life today? Boy, it's not if you haven't purposed and planned and determined that it will be. Okay, let me have you share now some of the things you found. Did anybody look up some of the verses besides money? Okay. Why don't you girls just share quickly some of the thoughts that you found? Let me ask you some guiding questions, first of all. What motive? Did you find any verses that talked about motive? Do you remember any of them? All right, what does the verse that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, have to do with meditation? Okay, so my motive for meditation could be to control my tongue then. You see? Because what I think about is what's going to come out of my mouth.
And I didn't realize that that's what meditation was, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that word, until you put this meditation study, never really had its full meaning to me. You know, I
think it doesn't in our the way we live today. I think meditation is not only a lost art, but a lost word. Okay. Judy, what did you think?
I just think that one of the hardest things for me to ever get myself to do was to personalize what I found and to put on me. And I'm real good at praying or at reading and going we or they. But if I have to put it I, and I thought it wouldn't make any difference. I thought it was all right. But when I verbally said I in it, I got so much more convicted that it pointed the finger so much at me that that's when I had a change in meditation and what I got out of it. Because before that, I hadn't put I
that's
in
right.
it. I thought it, but until I said it, I really...
We don't like to say it. Like Pogo says, we have found the enemy and he is us. Okay, motive would be to increase our love for Christ and his word. Meditating on the word, we have many promises. Do you remember Psalm 1 that we did on trees and Joshua 1 that we cross-referenced with it and all the blessings? And what did those blessings come from? Walking with God, which came through meditating on his word. Okay, you are what you think. That was in one of the verses that you looked up. So our motive we have lots of motives, but all of them are going to transform us, aren't they? In some way or another. All right. What else did you girls find?
I like the verse that said that when I meditate on my bed and watch all night or something like that. Because a lot of times, you know...
You can't sleep?
Yeah. And you wake up and if you pray...
Right.
You know, you don't remember the next... I mean, it isn't as bad as if you toss and turn on it.
That's right. Have any of you... you wake up at night and what do you review when you wake up? Right. And sometimes I spend the whole time saying, now, God, you know I need my sleep. Why are you letting, you know, and then I finally say, oh, is there anybody you wanted me to pray for, God? Is that why I'm awake? Or meditate on the word. The quickest way to go to sleep is just to start praying. And then go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. I found this verse when I was doing the study, and the Lord had really convicted me of a couple of days before, but it's really a blessing. Psalm 19:148 says, my eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate on thy word. And it was taken like an hour and a half to feed April, like, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I was going, I'm so tired, Lord. You know, I just got to get some sleep. But when I started reviewing my verses and starting to meditate and everything, she would eat 30 minutes. You know, Then now it's getting a little bit longer because I'm being able to get a little
bit
more out of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind standing.
Uh-huh. That's great. Okay, let me just close here. This various things we should, the objects of our meditation, which was one of your parts of your outline. We should meditate on the Word and on Christ, who's the living Word, and on His works, the things that He's done, on His dealings with others in the Scripture, on our own conduct, but not with a view of introspection, but with a view of changing and a view of action. You know, what am I going to do about this? Meditate on the counsel and the instruction given in the Word. Philippians 4:8 is a key verse to meditation. Whatever is good, holy, sacred, profitable, and so on, think on these things, it says. We tend so much to think on what's bad. Okay, and then you need time. You need special set-aside time. But then you also need to develop that ability to go through the day holding thoughts in your mind. Maybe what you meditated on in your quiet time and wrote down. I find if I just make myself write down even one sentence, I'll retain it so much better. And then think on that through the day. Maybe you want to write it on a piece of paper or a card where you can stick it up on your sink or something where you would be reminded several times during the day. You need those set-aside times, and then you also need just all day long. Like with your husband, you're not satisfied if you just, even if you talk to him over the phone and visit with all other people around, that gets old after a while, doesn't it? You want him all to yourself. You want those private times just all to yourself. And that's the way it is with the Lord. We can't just pray on the hoof alone. We need private time with him, too. Get a quiet place. Get the Word of God. Get a hymnal. Maybe a good devotional book. These things will help you in learning to meditate. Meditate day, night, bedtime, you know, whenever. I think what they're trying to say is any time is acceptable to meditate. Okay, and then the outcome is going to be our thoughts are going to be pleasing to God. Our words and action will be pleasing to Him. The life will be blessed. Satan's foothold on our thought life will be loosened, and boy, that's a great one, isn't it? Yeah, because you are what you think. Our subconscious is filled with good rather than rubbish. If you've never read Woman to Woman, which I recommended on the bottom of your sheet last week, chapter 4 has to do with the subconscious mind and the conscious mind and the effect one upon the other. And what happens when you fill the conscious mind, which then goes into the subconscious, with good thoughts, instead of rubbish, and the transformation that takes place in your mind. And then others are going to be blessed, the knowledge of the Word will be strengthened, and you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, many, many, many more things to learn on meditation, but maybe that'll just whet your appetite and give you a little taste of it. I'd say we'd continue next week, only I think, isn't next week the last Sunday before Christmas? So we'll have our annual Christmas lesson, which I'll try all the way through, as per always. And I'll ask those who are stalwart of tears to help me read some of the worst ones that I just can't make it through. Okay. Lord, this has been such a hurried time and kind of hodgepodge. But I ask that the one thing that would be accomplished today would be that the girls would have a hunger to go and get alone with you and to think your thoughts. That they would begin, even today, this art of meditation, of getting alone with God's thoughts, looking in your Word, and just thinking, allowing your thoughts to run through us, and helping us to see things from God's point of view, and helping us to be more conformed to the image of God, and that our minds would be transformed, I pray, And I ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen.